What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
There we are. Okay. Old equipment here and it's rusting. Anyway, aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, November 3rd, 2016. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And I want to start off, before we get into the political news, and by the way, the Tantrum Squad is just at my website again, which means women must be doing a good job. When they throw their little tantrums here. We are seeing today a report coming on out from the Red Owl Legal Collective denying a story that came out yesterday that there was an anonymous donor that donated $2.5 million to pay the bail for all the protesters who'd been arrested. It turns out it's a hoax story. And we have been seeing so many of those right now. And partly it's to try and keep everything confused in these last few days before the election. But there's another agenda at work, because we have seen the corporate media go on the attack against the independent media and say, oh, they're fake news sites. They don't want to go there. And Obama's out there talking about we must have a curating function so that only government-approved news is what reaches you here. And so what they're trying to do is basically throw so much junk onto the net that they can point at and say, see, there's all this ridiculous stuff out there. The incredible frog boy is on the loose again. We've seen this behavior before, and we actually saw it all the way back in 1995 when they were passing what was called the Communications Decency Act of 1995, and there was an amendment in there, the Exxon Amendment, specifically addressing the issue of online porn. And the story behind that one, this is all the way back before we had web browsers, when the internet was email, FTP, our login, and Usenet. Usenet was the forerunner of the online mass community system that is now the World Wide Web. And Usenet was basically a newsgroup posting system where you could post articles and you could read articles other people put out there. And there was a whole array of different groups for people with different points of view and interests. And for those who preferred sexual things and whatnot, there was an entire subcategory called alt that you would go to, and you would find pictures of girls in bikinis and things like that, and sometimes worse. Then all of a sudden, in the middle of 1995, really gross porn starts pouring in all over Usenet into totally inappropriate groups. Cooking groups, carpentry groups, groups that were about playing the dulcimer and all the rest of it. And Usenet was a self-policing community where the people in the groups were saying, look, there's a place for this over on the alt portion of Usenet. And we got these really nasty replies. It's my First Amendment right to post these horrible, disgusting pictures wherever I want to, and you can't stop me. Well, of course, immediately we all got suspicious. And we started tracking the source of all this porn that was flooding onto the internet. And it all tracked back to .gov and .mil addresses. And it was very obviously an attempt to flood the net with porn in support of an attempt to censor the internet on the basis that it was this completely uncontrolled wild world of pornography no matter where you went. There was no place on the net you could go where you would be safe from pornography, even though the net community itself had pretty much set it up so that if you were interested in that, you could go there, and if you weren't interested, you didn't have to look at it. And so Senator Exxon gets up there and he starts screaming about the curse of online porn, and he's got his little notebook, blue, his blue book, showing the illustrations, and it's exactly the same stuff that's been pouring into Usenet. And they were creating the problem that Senator Exxon wanted to solve by taking away our right to free expression online. Even back in 1995, they knew this was going to be a problem. The internet was never supposed to be available to the public. It was just private for government and military only. The American people able to communicate with each other? Horror of horrors. How could we ever control that? So the Communications Decency Act came and went. The vote came and went on the Exxon Amendment. And the very day after, it was like a switch had been thrown. The flood of porn stopped. And that made it really obvious that this was, in fact, a government-manufactured propaganda campaign in support of an agenda. And so the reason we're seeing all of a sudden this flood of total nonsense and garbage being poured onto the net is to allow Obama to say we must have a curating function, and to allow the corporate media to say you don't want to go over to the independent media. Look at all the silly things they have there. You need to come back to the warm and tender embrace of CNN, ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC. We'll tell you what to think today. Don't look in those other places. So it's pretty obvious that we're seeing another one of these poison the well campaigns going on. So we all have to be very careful about what we are being fed. We have to keep watch on each other to make sure we don't stumble and fall for Sorcia Falls nonsense, which unfortunately has a bad habit of being laundered through other websites without attribution. So people don't realize that they shouldn't be looking at that, because that's what they're trying to do. The TV news networks and the government cannot regain the trust of the American people. All they can do is try and make the independent media look worse and less trustworthy. And there's very obviously a heavy-handed and obvious campaign going on about that. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to take our first phone call. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Bob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I think from your coughing yesterday, I think you need to hit that whiskey bottle again.
Mark Twain's cure. Absolutely.
I like that dangling Chad's joke yesterday. quick question on your election reform plan, which I love, but it just seems too simple and clean and elegant and transparent for our representatives to adopt, just like a simplified tax code. It wouldn't, you know, be in their interest. But in any event, do you also support a shortening of the campaign season like they have in Europe? And also, I believe in Europe as well, there's a they ban all polling data being released, I believe, a week before the election.
I would agree with that. I think we ought to have a campaign season that runs for at most 2 months ahead of the election, instead of dragging on for an entire year to the point where we're all burned out. We have to have an absolutely honest, verifiable election system. Interestingly enough, in the United States, there used to be laws that starting before the actual election and through election day itself, the networks were not allowed to release any projections or voting results or anything, because it was found they can skew the elections that way. They come on the TV and say, oh, well, you know, Godzilla has won Maryland. And, you know, everybody who was supporting Godzilla's opponent just decides to stay home and not go voting that evening. And they can shift the election doing that. And there used to be laws saying you cannot report on any of this stuff until the polls are closed. And that law got taken away about the same time we got these electronic machines forced on us.
Yeah. No, there just seems to be in this country, people just can't, there isn't a sense of patience. They have to find the result, find out the result that day, that night. And I'd rather wait a week and get the right result than to have it.
I absolutely agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. There's no provision in the Constitution saying that you have to get the results reported to you instantaneously. And obviously, when this country started up and they were having the elections, one of the reasons the elections were in November for the coming year was it could take as long as a month for the election results to get out across the country.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say this. My I support Trump wholeheartedly, but my dream team for the White House is you, Rivero, and Robert David Steele.
Well, thank you very much here. And, you know, I did have a brief humorous presidential campaign running under the slogan, he could hardly do any worse. So,
all right. Thank you.
I'm going to have to include one of those buttons in with the bunch I'm sending over to the Smithsonian. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, getting on to more serious issues. There are some late developments going on with the FBI investigations, the email server, WikiLeaks. The corporate media is now being forced to sort of kind of start reporting on this, so it's not obvious they're trying to ignore it. But you still have to go out to the independent media to get the real meat. Here's what's going on. Apparently, Huma Abedin, remember back during the summer when James Comey was fully on board with Loretta Lynch on finding some way to make this all go away. And they were handing out immunity deals to Hillary staffers like M&Ms so that they could skate on what they were doing. And they were bizarre immunity deals, which allowed staffers like Brian Pagliano to still plead the Fifth Amendment, even though they had an immunity deal. And part of the immunity deal for two of the staffers were they were going to turn over their computers. And the condition on the immunity deal for everybody was they turned over all the devices that had ever had State Department emails on them. Okay? Now, because of the discovery of 650,000 emails on this laptop shared by Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner before their estrangement, Huma Abedin's immunity deal is now voided. At a time where the FBI is clearly taking an adversarial position toward the Department of Justice and Hillary Clinton. And so right now the word we're getting is that Huma Abedin is facing a perjury charge at the very, very least. That's 5 years in jail. And she's being told, either you start talking or we're going to put you in prison, because she doesn't have her immunity deal anymore. This was breaking just earlier this morning. Now, WikiLeaks is continuing to release the Podesta emails, and apparently back on March of last year, Jim Margolis was writing to Jay Benenson, if there's a release of the 55,000 emails, are there others that are not being released? To which Jay Benenson replies, definitely. There we have it in the emails, that not everything was being released. It was being filtered. It was being checked for incriminating evidence. And that's the smoking gun. We know the emails weren't turned over. Not all of them. And this is being backed up by the announcement from the FBI people who are looking at this laptop. They're finding brand new emails on there. They are not all just copies of what came out before. And according to Judicial Watch, there is classified information on this laptop. Title 18 violations all over the place here. And it gets a little bit more intense. This is coming from Wall Street on Parade, no less. Along with the investigation into the email server, another branch of the FBI has been taking a very close look at the Clinton Foundation. Now, they took that investigation over from Larry Klayman, because Larry Klayman down in Florida, Larry Klayman was one of the founder of Judicial Watch, and now he's off doing his own thing again, and he filed a RICO case against the Clinton Foundation that was ironclad, but it had the misfortune to be assigned to a judge who was a Clinton appointee who simply threw the case out of court without even considering its merits. At that point, the FBI stepped in and they took over the investigation. Most people thought it was going to be to simply make sure it went nowhere. But as it turns out, the FBI has been investigating. And it is now coming out, this according to the Wall Street Journal. The FBI has recordings of a suspect in a public corruption case talking about deals the Clintons allegedly made. And the FBI now has two confidential informants. In other words, two of the foundation staffers or associates who are on the inside who are now willing to provide evidence for a government case. Now, it gets a little more interesting than that. Because as it turns out, state courts have original jurisdiction of civil RICO cases. That's what Larry Klayman was trying to do down in Florida. It's not just the federal government that can file a RICO case. The states can. And the word we're getting now is that even though the FBI is taking the point on the email server classified document investigation, the New York investigators who found this treasure trove of documents are still pursuing their original investigation over various sex crimes committed by Anthony Weiner and other parties, and they are moving forward on that. And that's a big, ugly, stinky story over there. And we understand that people in positions of wealth and power, for some reason, seem to get off on having sex with children. We had the Franklin scandal here in the United States a while back. They've got the pedophile scandal over there at the BBC and all over Great Britain. It does seem to be a fact of life. And the state of New York is moving forward on this. And we could see Hillary and some of her people arrested by state authorities who are not answerable to the U.S. Attorney General in terms of what cases they're going to pursue, what cases they will not pursue. CNN actually came on out talking about the Kadzik-Podesta emails, where Kadzik was leaking the fact that there were investigations into the Hillary Clinton campaign from the Department of Justice to the Hillary Clinton campaign. And even CNN is acknowledging this is too much. This is too close. It does seem to be unethical. Gee, CNN, you think? Now, the FBI sources are telling Fox News, and Fox News did report this, there is likely going to be an indictment soon in the Clinton Foundation case. What's really interesting is when they go on down there, is they talk about how indictments are going to happen unless they are blocked by the Department of Justice. The FBI is explicitly saying that. And what they're doing is they're trying to create a situation where if the investigation goes nowhere, everyone's going to know it was obstruction of justice by Loretta Lynch and above. So they're creating a political situation to make it very, very hard for this investigation and this indictment to be blocked. Now, the good news is, because of all these FBI agents that are now converging around Hillary Clinton, the size of her political rallies is starting to look larger. And the corporate media has to airbrush FBI off the back of all the jackets to make it look like they're just ordinary people. But there's a silver lining to this cloud. And finally, story coming out of alexanderhiggins.com. Apparently, the FBI had two separate indictments against Hillary Clinton ready to go, blocked by Obama's Department of Justice. So you think about that one for a while. Okay, let's take some phone calls. Hutchie in New Mexico. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, como esta, carnal?
Muy
bien. You know, over here in New Mexico, it's kind of a funny thing, but I'll tell you. It appears that a similar thing like the Reagan Revolution is happening here. It's just happening at the last few days, and that's probably a good thing. But I think we need to go forward instead of backwards after that. What I think will matter if the Trumpster gets in there is the cabinet he picks, starting with Trey Gowdy and other at least model law abiders. And that's pretty much what I got to say. I mean, we could get Trump in the White House and drain the swamp of the mosquito problem, so to speak, the blood letters.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to continue with action. So this is a call out to, 2% of your energy people as continuing the action. I mean,
absolutely.
It's not going to come down overnight. This election didn't come down overnight. And I don't know if you have caught this. I just looked on getfatblues.com Hillary Clinton's better half or lover there. What's her name?
Huma Abedin.
Her new book. She just released today. It's an autobiography called I Married a Dachshund.
Well,
anyway,
let me back up here a little bit because we're almost to a commercial break here. You're absolutely right. If Trump is able to overcome the election fraud next week, our work, the American people, is only just beginning because we're going
That's
to have
sure.
to stand shoulder to shoulder with President Trump and basically every single day, remind our representatives and senators they are supposed to be working for we, the American people, not for Wall Street, not for the military-industrial complex, not for Israel, not for the New World Order. They work for us or they will be fired next election. The most important
right.
thing that we need to do if Trump gets in the White House in the next 2 years is completely replace our election system with something that cannot be rigged to, with the ease and scale with which our current system can. So we're going to have to let you go, Hutchie. We're going to have to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, S-E-R-O-M-A-X. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take another phone call and then get back to the news. Scott in Norfolk. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Two topics. First, the recent ruling by a court in the UK about Brexit. And the second, with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. At this point, Michael, I have a feeling that it's gone so far that one of them won't be alive within a couple of months. I just, at each other's throats, one's going to go to jail if she doesn't win the presidency, and the other one is in real trouble with an establishment that has all sorts of ways of getting rid of people. What are your thoughts? It's a real risk.
It's a real risk. Anybody who sets out to change a corrupt system understands and accepts that risk. Right now, if Donald Trump overcomes the election fraud next week, he's going to go into office with as many different elements angry with him as was the case with John F. Kennedy. And I'm sure his security people are smart enough to realize that. I think Trump is going to continue the policy that he's had during the actual campaign. Yes, he's got Secret Service protection, but he's also got his own private security layered around that, which makes it a lot more difficult for anybody to come on in and try and bribe two completely separate security details to stand down. Like they did for John F. Kennedy, or in worst case, actually carry out the assassination like they did for Indira Gandhi.
Well, I'm going to vote for Trump, and I pray to God that they don't kill him. But I have to say this, and what makes me really worried is they got away with killing Kennedy, pretty much.
And they it's a very different world today. Okay, when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, the American people trusted the government, believed the corporate media, and they just went along with this crazed lone nut story. And it took something like 30 years to reach a point where half of Americans realized the Warren Report was a big steaming pile of USDA choice bovine excrement. Today, it's very different. We have the independent media. We have a population that is extremely distrustful of the U.S. government, very skeptical of the media. It would be very reckless to try an assassination today because there's little chance the official story would be accepted at face value. If Donald Trump wins the election next week and then he's assassinated, that could trigger an armed revolt in this country.
Well, we might have two. We might have one here and then one over in the UK because, you know, I was very suspicious when Brexit happened. I was so happy. I thought, I can't believe we got one over these globalists. But when Theresa May became prime minister and she kept talking about how Brexit means Brexit, I got very suspicious. I was like, something's going on here. And they're and it was. They're using the court to throw it back to Parliament. And if they vote
technically it was always up to Parliament. The referendum was an advisory, but I think Parliament is running a real risk if they vote against the will of the people. Certainly it means that they're going to be out of their jobs next election. That's got to be wearing on those minds. This weekend, of course, is Guy Fawkes Day, and that's another reminder that every once in a while people don't really feel all that good about the Parliament. And it's literally a case of brinksmanship. How close are they willing to push it to an outright armed rebellion of their people?
This has to be the most exciting time in politics in the last, what would you say, 30, 40 years?
Easily. And I'm not sure exciting is the word that I would use, especially looking at it from my perspective. But yes, they'll be writing history books and making movies about this election cycle for years to come. There's going to be a new All the President's Men. And again, if Hillary Clinton steals this election, it's going to be a repeat of Nixon's second term in office. A stolen election and a president that is being hounded by investigators to the point of resignation.
And it'll be even worse than Nixon because Hillary will be going in without the mandate that Nixon went in with.
Nixon had the illusion of a mandate. You know, he did steal that election. He engineered it so he was going to run against George McGovern, and anybody could have beat George McGovern. My grandmother could have beat George McGovern.
But the illusion of a mandate was at least there, whereas when Hillary, if she tries to steal this election, she's not going to steal it with a landslide, I don't think.
No. She's not going to have even the illusion of a mandate. What she's going to have is 300 million American people not willing to listen to her, pay, you know, fill out the paperwork, pay the bills, or let their children fight the wars. Got to let you go here, Scott, and we'll be right back with a couple more phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember...
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Let's grab some more phone calls. Mike in Fort Lauderdale. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mike, are you there? Okay, let's go to Dustin in New Jersey then. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Shit.
Hello? Okay, we seem to be having some problem with our phone lines now. Okay, who do we still have
Hello?
Left?
Hello?
Hello, who is
Hello?
This?
Hi, it's Dustin from New Jersey.
Okay, Dustin, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm looking at the FBI... What is the mission of the FBI? The mission of the FBI is to protect the American people and uphold the United States Constitution. Now, the United States Constitution is a national security problem. Can't they override the Justice Department and use that and go around Loretta Lynch? I mean, she's a threat to national security now.
Unfortunately, the FBI is subordinate to the Department of Justice. The Attorney General is the top attorney. on that chain answerable directly to the president. Yes, the FBI is in charge of domestic issues of national security, just like CIA and NSA are supposed to be responsible for issues of national security outside of our borders. Of course, over the last decade, they've sort of forgotten that mark, and we now have the FBI working internationally and CIA and NSA operating domestically, which they're not supposed to do, but they're doing it.
Because there's got to be some kind of way to go around her, because they're compromised. The Justice Department is a bad cop. You know, there's
yeah,
got to be a way.
It really is. I think that's why in their latest statement, the FBI came on out and said, we're going to have indictments real soon unless we are blocked by the Department of Justice. They're sending a warning shot that if they're told not to indict, they're not going to just pretend it was their idea, because Comey had enough of that last summer.
And it's got to be done. If they're going to do something, they should just, if the Justice Department, because did you hear there was a story about Valerie Jarrett trying to tell Obama to fire Comey, but he can't, right?
Yes, he can.
But wouldn't that lead then to, like, all the evidence just coming out from the FBI
agents?
Well,
it very well might. I mean, obviously the FBI as an institution has gone rogue relative to the White House, and they're very upset over the fact that they're being made to look like the bad guys here. That would, you know, it would obviously raise a few eyebrows if Obama were to fire Director Comey without a really good reason, much as what happened when Richard Nixon fired the independent prosecutor. So,
yeah, because if he does something, it should be on a Monday morning. They should just release everything and let the chips fall where they may.
Well, you know? If they do, it's up to the independent media to get it out to the public, because the corporate media, they could be handed pictures of Hillary Clinton, committing a live human sacrifice to the dark forces, and they're just going to throw it away and say Donald Trump said something insensitive today. They're totally on board. I mean, look at that email from Podesta where they had the top 65 people in the corporate media all over for, you know, this little off-the-record secret dinner where they could discuss strategy on how to get Hillary into the White House.
Mike, these are all globalists, Marxists, and like I said, you know this is not just the United States. This is a Western world phenomenon. Britain, France, Germany, they're all involved in this. If they Clintons go down, they're taking the whole caboodle with them, you know, at this point. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Including
I mean,
the Bushes.
That Clinton Foundation, everybody's dirty on that one. And actually, I think it would be more significant for indictments and charges to be brought against the Clinton Foundation than over Hillary with the email server, even though I still think that Hillary was replaying that 1996 Chinagate scandal and selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests in exchange for donations. But the good thing about the Clinton Foundation is that is liable to state charges from New York, and apparently New York's attorney general is absolutely not on board with Obama and Clinton, they're really doing their job. That's why we got that announcement last Friday. What will probably allow the FBI to move forward with an indictment is the fact that the New York authorities are getting ready to do their own indictment, and the federal government has to look like they're ahead of the situation. That's why Comey went public about the emails on the laptop. If he hadn't have done it, the New York authorities were going to go with it, and that would have made the entire FBI and Department of Justice look like absolute, total, ridiculous nuts for not having known this ahead of time. So Comey's position was kind of forced, and Lynch was trying to stop him, but at this point, Comey said, it's going to come out, and all you can choose is which one of us, you know, is going to be seen as reporting to the people what the people have a right to know.
And that white collar crimes unit is the one that goes after this kind of specific thing.
Yes.
You know, like not the other. I forgot what the other one is, but this one is specifically made for what Hillary's been doing.
So, yeah, absolutely.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Did we ever get Mike in Fort Lauderdale back? Mike, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there you
yes,
are.
Sir.
Sorry about
yes,
the
sir.
Phone troubles
you,
before. I'm fine. What's on your mind?
Hey, my friend sent you a chart with some Chinese food, and it's his work product, and he wants to give you an exclusive on his work product, and he wanted to know if there's a way that he can talk to you, because he knows about your past history of uncovering really monumental things.
Well, I would rather have this discussion offline, and I prefer to keep it on email because he sent a lot of ideas and suggestions. But every time I've asked for any kind of supportive documentation to back up his assertions, he sort of changes directions and goes elsewhere.
He's just trying to find a way to keep it safe on his part because it, you know, he's still working and doing things and trying to.
Well, he could print it onto paper and send it to the post box address, and that's probably the most private and secure way to get it to me. I do have a PGP key if he's interested, and we'll do that. But I need to take this discussion offline because we're using up our radio time right now, and I'd like to switch over to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes, I have an idea for Mr. Trump and his new TV station.
Yes.
He should do a series called The Clintons. And you could write the script.
Yes.
And all these doubles could actually act in it if they were paid suitable sums of money.
Well, and literally, you know, they're going to have to make sure they're corruption. In SAG or AFTRA, you know, we can't have a union grievance on our hand.
Well, she already is an actor, isn't she?
My understanding is that Trump media is going to be focused more on the internet than on the more traditional over-the-air broadcasting. And apparently they're actually having auditions for on-air talent in New York on the 7th, which unfortunately I'm not going to be able to get there. So I guess I'm going to miss the boat on that particular one. But I think at some point in the future there are going to be all kinds of miniseries and books and movies about what's been going on down here. Once this all falls apart, I mean, when Prohibition was over and the gangsters fell from power, Hollywood had a heyday with movies about the gangsters and the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. And after Nixon was out of office for a while, they came out with All the President's Men. They made movies about that. They're going to be making movies about the Clintons. And, you know, anybody who's planning on doing that, I know this really good visual effects supervisor who's not particularly busy.
Yes, I know him too.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to move on now to what's happening at the eastern end of the Mediterranean.
Oh, yes. Let's look at that.
Now,
I know the Russian carrier has arrived.
Yes, it's arrived, and they're doing drills and working up to full proficiency, as far as I can understand. They've given these people until Friday to move. Once that is over, I think there will be heavy, heavy fire into that part of eastern Aleppo, which the terrorists are ensconced. But I also have noted that Turkey now is moving tanks and troops to the border, and they're claiming to fend off any U.S. retaliation for their strikes into Raqqa. So we're looking at a really complex situation building there.
Yes.
And very dangerous because eventually it will come to Syrian Arab Army and probably Russian elements coming up against U.S. forces in the east of Syria. And I wonder what they're going to do then.
Well, obviously I have a great deal of sympathy for all of our men and women in uniform, but I think the best thing that could happen is for Russia and Syria to just humiliate the U.S. forces and sort of rid the world of this idea that, America is still master of the planet and has this amazing military that cannot be resisted. I mean, we're getting more and more stories about all these hideously expensive weapon systems falling apart.
Yeah, I mean, the F-35 now, there's a movement started to cancel the project completely. So
there's another movement saying, let's throw another $500 million at it. You know, because if we pour enough money into it, sooner or later we'll get something we can kind of look at and say, yeah, it's a success.
Well, maybe they should paste those dollar notes to the outside skin of the airplane. It would probably be more efficient.
Yeah, let's forget about the F-35. Let's just drop bales of Federal Reserve notes onto the enemy and crush them to death. That'll cost us less.
Well, apparently they've been trying to do that, but that seems to be counterproductive. I mean, all these American-made weapons they've found in the outskirts of Mosul now.
Yes.
must be, if you like, causing consternation in various parts of the American government, because we can now clearly track these weapons from various sources, from the U.S. to Saudi to the Daesh terrorists. And we know where it's coming from, and we know from various leaked emails that actually Donald Trump was more or less right, that Hillary Clinton created Daesh.
Yes.
And you're welcome to call in.
So,
what is that from? Oh, okay.
So we're looking at some really serious nonsense going on in the Middle East at the moment, and America is losing.
Yeah, America is losing. They've been losing all along. I mean, if you go back to 2005 when General Wesley Clark blew the whistle on this plan to basically take control of all the resource-rich areas of the Middle East and make sure that they traded their resources only for the dollar. It was all supposed to be over in 2008 with the conquest of Iran. And here we are, 2016, going into 2017. They still can't get into Syria, let alone Iran. And they can't get out of Afghanistan or Iraq or Yemen or Libya. It is a failed policy. But unfortunately, people in government can never admit they've made a mistake or they're doing something wrong and they can't reverse course. And at this point, they're too far along this agenda. If they were to throw up their hands and say, all right, we made a mistake, let's go turn around and go back, the U.S. economy would implode because it's being propped up right now by people who are expecting huge paybacks when victory is ours and we may plunder the world at our pleasure.
Well, I'm just reverting back to this election. If Hillary does steal this election, there's going to be a huge constitutional crisis in America. The supporters of Donald Trump and the FBI and various others who can see the criminality are not just going to go away. They're going to go after this woman.
If Hillary wins next week, none of this is going away. If anything, if Hillary steals the election next week, it's just going to really anger those of us opposed to the continuation of the narcocracy, and we're just going to double down and work that much harder. This is not going to go away. And like I said, it's going to be a repeat of Nixon's second term of office, a stolen election, and a president going into office already under major investigation. Hillary's going to be spending half of her time defending herself from the investigation, half of her time plundering the country to pay back all of her donors, and she's going to have no time left over to actually do the job of president in terms of thinking what's best for the nation and the American people as a whole. And that right there, to me, is the reason why we need to get Trump in there. He's got his own money. He can't be bought. He can't be bribed. He doesn't owe his soul to anybody. He's not under investigation. And he's going to basically be focused in terms of his agenda, which is making America great again.
Well, I think if it does go to this sort of nonsense, then the Clinton cash will be seriously depleted in these courts of law defending themselves.
Okay. I'm responding to a comment from our control room. Apparently the phone lines are really loading up after that little audio glitch that we had here. Anyway, John, I'm going to let you go here because I need to get some real news here before we go back to the phone lines. And thank you very much for the phone call. Now then, we are seeing more and more of these indications where Peter Kadzik, who's a Justice Department official, and he's now the Department of Justice's official in charge of the Clinton email scandal, but he's already compromised. He's good friends with the Clintons. He's good friends with Podesta. And basically, he has been caught. He was giving the Hillary campaign warnings about Congress looking into her private email server. This guy was working for the Clintons. He was their agent in place inside the Department of Justice, giving them advance warnings and heads up about the investigation. And now, somehow, he's in charge of the Department of Justice's investigation into the email server. I'm sure that this is what Loretta Lynch exactly wanted. Now, again, to recap something we were saying earlier in the show, the emails being found on Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner's laptop contain a lot of new emails never seen before. They are not just copies of what is already out there. And it's been confirmed by the New York authorities and by Judicial Watch. There is classified information on this laptop. It's illegal for it simply to be there. Now, as I mentioned earlier, one of the new leaked Podesta emails confirms the Clinton team withheld more emails from Congress than we've been led to believe. Now, the other day we were talking about how an email surfaced that immediately after the private server scandal broke, Podesta said, we got to start dumping those emails. And he's now come on out and said, well, what he meant by the word dump was to make public as soon as possible. That's what he meant by the word dump. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam Hussein's nuclear weapons to sell you. Cheryl Mills also was illegally deleting Hillary emails after the scandal broke, this according to the FBI. And you remember when Barack Obama got up there on TV and told us all that he only heard about the private server when we did on the news? Wrong. I'll explain when we come back.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining what's really
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, to backtrack just a little bit, remember when President Obama got up on TV and told us all that he learned of Hillary Clinton's private email server the same time we did when the story broke on the corporate media? Now, we already know he was lying, but the scale of the lie just got a lot bigger. Now, remember, Huma Abedin, by possession of that laptop with those 650,000 emails, voided her own immunity deal, and she's looking at a five-year prison stretch for perjury. So she's talking, and she told the FBI she notified the White House every time Hillary Clinton changed emails. Because remember, originally the server was in the home of Chappaqua, then it was moved out to that company that kept the server in the bathroom that had never been vetted for handling computers on which classified information was supposed to be transmitted as required by Bill Clinton's executive order. And every time the server was moved and the address was changed, the White House was notified six times. Hillary's staff at the State Department updated Obama six times over the change of addresses. He lied, he lied, he lied, he lied, he lied, he lied. Interesting little side stories coming on out. Apparently, in March of last year, actually even earlier than that, apparently a 2-terabyte drive with Clinton White House emails is now missing, presumed stolen from the National Archives. This is apparently information going back to Bill's term in office. A lot of disappearing data. Lois Lerner's hard drive. Oh, we're sorry it crashed. Backup system didn't work. Do you know how the Clintons got out of that mess with Chinagate and all those other corruptions? Congress was subpoenaing emails off the White House email server. It malfunctioned, and golly gee willikers, the backup system hadn't been working. It's a repeating pattern here. And you know what's really ironic on all of this? Remember when Hillary Clinton, somebody said, did you wipe the server? And she goes, like with a cloth. Well, as it turns out, we found a video, it's on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, from 2010, in which Hillary Clinton is lecturing the State Department on cybersecurity. Which makes that hole with the cloth a very obvious dodge. And by the way, the makers of BleachBit, the software that was used by the Hillary people to make sure that nothing could be recovered from the drives of the server, is now selling pieces of cloth to wipe your server as a joke. I think it's really, really cool. Now, on a more serious side, the FBI has also determined, the best of their knowledge, at least five foreign countries had succeeded in gaining access to Hillary Clinton's personal email server. Could be more than that. The hacker Guccifer said that when he was inside Hillary's email server, he saw at least 10 foreign IPs wandering around copying files. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system,
The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.